From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. SNAP, better known as food stamps, will soon see a big boost. On Monday, the Biden administration announced families will have their benefits go up about 25% starting in October. As Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports, that's especially significant in the South.
SNAP already got a temporary hike during the pandemic. That helped Myesha Burrows in Bessemer, Alabama, keep her fridge stocked, a tough task with five kids.
You know, I have teenagers, and it's like they start to eat like grown people now.
Before the increase, Burrows would skip meals for herself to have enough to feed her children. Those extra benefits expire in October, and she worried she'd have to do that again. But the new permanent increase is even bigger than the temporary pandemic boost.
You know what? It was just like a weight lifted. Like, it was just like finally somebody that understands it.
This all matters more in the South, where a larger portion of people rely on SNAP. For the U.S., about one out of every nine people use SNAP. In Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, it's one in six. USDA says those three states will get about an extra $1 billion per year in SNAP benefits. This also isn't just an increase to keep up with inflation. The extra money is meant to allow families to have a healthy, more modern diet. The old plan was based on a typical American diet in 1975, back when eating habits were a bit different.
They'd go to the store and they'd buy a bag of dried beans, and then that would be dinner. Well, we know nobody eats that way anymore.
Carol Gunlock is a policy analyst with the advocacy group Alabama Rise. She says the extra benefits will also give the South a large economic boost.
For all of us who go to the grocery store, we need the SNAP program because that is helps keep our grocery stores open and helps keep our neighbors employed.
On average, SNAP participants will get $36 more per month under the new plan. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The story was produced by the Gulf States Newsroom, a collaboration between WBHM, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and WWNO in New Orleans.